Blog Talk Radio.
If you know, I remember there was like a couple, a week ago, I made a mistake, and I've been making mistakes. So I haven't been conscientious of what I've been consistently, you know, in the past podcasts I have. Like I talk about what songs release I have, because I release too much, and then I release Struggle with a Little Scratch. Oh, you like to struggle with a scratch, because I haven't found that is the way it's supposed to be. And some people don't like the scratch. I'm sorry. That is the way it's supposed to be. I'm just having fun. Well, seriously, I meant that I've been inconsistent, but I'm human, you know. So I said I was going to release no songs, but I really struggle, so I hope you like it. And seriously, it's a great song, with or without a scratch. She sounds good, you know. Well, anyway, the other thing is that I was going to talk about the astrology of the fortress of Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States. He was born June 14, 1946, in Jamaica, New York. That's Jamaica, Queens, probably. He's born in New York City. Whether he's going to go to jail or not. Well, I must say that in astrology, and I'm trying to make it really real, is that we have control over our destiny. That's what I was taught. You know, it's like they said I could, you know, go far in what I do, music or whatever, or what I do in something, but I have to make an effort. Sometimes, you know, it's up to the person to make it, and circumstances can happen where there's a it shows a certain destiny, but things could block it. As it's shown in my, like, I could do this, but then I see Neptune, you know. And I'm going to give an example. Neptune with a Saturn, or opposite Saturn, could wash things away, could take away a dream if the person's not careful. However, work hard over a long period of time. That person stay true to their reality and work really hard, and Neptune, you know, it's a difficult undertaking. It really could be an undertaking, but, you know, we'll see. It depends on the person. But regardless, for something to come true as far as dream or destiny or whatever, we have choices in what we do. So astrology doesn't mandate that something's going to happen. It's going to happen. It just mandates what could happen. So we all have choice of what we can or can't do. It just shows a tendency. Like, some people compare it, like, with fortune-telling cards, you know, like they say, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Astrology is different for, because my kind of astrology in general, is like it points to a tendency of what could happen. But every person has the power to make their own decisions to make it come true or not. And then, you know, whatever a conjunction or opposition, that could definitely affect the outcome. In Donald John Trump's case, whether he's going to jail, because I'm an expert at astrology, I'm not just going to give a little bit, because if I give the whole tidbit, nobody's ain't going to want to contact me, because I can do people's astrology readings. I can do astrology readings. I learned astrology when I was in my 20s. I went to Hollywood to be a star, and while I was in Hollywood, I learned astrology, and it was unexpected, because this person that I learned from astrology said things about my family, about me, that was so true, and I didn't say anything, so I got into it. So that's how I came. And you know, it's basic astrology, you know. There's all types of astrology. There's Vedic astrology, you know, learning about, and then there's Juno, and then there's all the new planets way out that could affect the chart. So there's so much to learn astrology, and I'm one of them, still learning. But basic astrology is the solar system planets. Now, Donald John Trump, he's 91 counts. You know, is that true? Yeah, 91, almost 100 counts. Well, All I can say is, looking at everything that's happened, looking at his chart, I can see why. Because he's got Mars on the, near the first house. It's right. It's technically. Let's see. Mars is technically. It's on. You know. It's right on the cusp. It's in the 12th house, but it's like right on the line, the 12th and the first house. It's not quite in the first house. It's right on the ascendant. So he's got a, you know, Mars in an ascendant could be a person who's very aggressive, who loves to argue, fight, you know. But Mars can be a good thing because people with a strong Martian energy go after their dreams and work really hard at it. They can be extremely successful to Mars. But the bad side of Mars is they can be too aggressive. You know, they love to fight with a lot of people and cause problems. And Martin Leo. We all know what Leo means. Leo is the king of the jungle. And, you know, Leo rules kings. Kings, queens. And Donald Trump, definitely, by the way he acts like a king. He really thinks he's a king. The king of it all. If you want to know who's the king of it all, Donald Trump, he really acts like it. He's living it. A billionaire, had billions of dollars, and he became president of the United States. You know, he's living in a comfort zone he's living a lifestyle that most people will never reach. He really do think of himself as a king. Very stubborn. But I look at where it is all leading to, and just tip it, and I ain't going to give out too much. He do have some good aspects from his son to Jupiter. And when I look at his Jupiter, Jupiter is good luck, even with a square. So I put Jupiter on Jupiter on my laptop, because Jupiter is good luck. When someone has a lot of Jupiter aspects, even with squares, it can get a lot of luck. So, but with Pluto in the 10th house, Pluto can bring somebody down. Achilles' heel is the 12th house. Can bring somebody down. Pluto is power, that a dark side. And unfortunately, Donald Trump do have a dark side. And his dark side is his ego. Leo thinks he's a king, and he will do anything to be in power, to win. And there is a possibility that eagerness to win, and that eagerness to win, likely looking at the chart, has led him to do subversive things, even commit crimes, because Pluto can be a criminal. Drug dealers, mafia, kingpins, they rule by Pluto. Criminals, bullies, and that could lead to him possibly going to jail. That could bring his downfall. And I said that before, that being too obsessed with power, being obsessed with being superior to everything and think you're all the king of it all, could bring him down. These 91 counts is an indication of what could happen. I ain't going to get reveal more, but that is a possibility. But with his son trying Jupiter, this is what what could possibly happen. Could be true. He could be, you know, in Uranus. Uranus and Sun next to his son. He's a very crazy person. You already know he's chaotic and he's very crazy. Uranus could be a genius, could be someone enlightened, so gifted that they could change the world in the 10th house. They could be like a scientist. They could be brilliant. And Uranus people can really be so popular. Or they could be really chaotic, cause too much chaos. And he's causing a lot of chaos in his life. And Mars, you know, and Mars is squaring his house, his 10th house is, when I look at a sun in the 10th house, there's usually a lot of presidents, kings of countries have that. So, and moon, and Sagittarius, blah, blah, blah. So, all I can say is that he has a lot of luck on his chart. But when you have so much luck, the luck can run out. if you're doing something wrong. Because I look at where his Saturn is. His Saturn is an indication of what Jupiter is where you can get out of this, but Saturn, Pluto is where you need to work and be aware of what's right or wrong. And Saturn's in Cancer, and his moon. So all I'm going to say is by looking at his chart, it's important for Donald Trump to be aware of his destiny with these allegations and these counts, because there's a possibility he can go to jail. His luck could run out, or he might be, Uranus, he was lucky, lucky to win election. He might be found out guilty and get out of this. We don't know. But my thing is that when someone has too much too much luck and doing so much subversive things with Pluto in the 10th house, it brings about their downfall in some way. That's not always true, but what is true is that if you violate the system of norms too much, the system of norms will catch up to you. So that's my thing. I think it will catch up to him sooner or later. And in this regard, whether he go to jail or not, I would say in some instances it will. Whether he, it doesn't matter if he gets found negative. Well, because, I could be wrong on these things, but this is my projection. It will have to get, it will help him, with the Saturn turning in Cancer, the moon, to be clarified on where he's going and make him aware of his limitations. Because Neptune rules illusion. And I just think that, it does deal with, he's very, he could be very possibly deceptive, very deceptive with money, fraud and stuff. And yes, allegations of fraud, the deception is there. So, and Mercury square Neptune, that indicates somebody could have some possible mental health issue. What I will say is, I could be wrong, but what's going to happen next year is he's going to have a clarity to get him back to seeing reality, and to see reality. He can't violate the system, And I think it will make him aware that he's not a king. That's my projection. Does that mean he's going to go to jail? Well, I leave that to the system, to let destiny make the decision, because I'm not going to give out too much information, but I will say, I'm looking at the projections. Uranus is going to be in his 10th. Saturn. Well, I will say this. Over time, everybody, whatever we do, it does come back to us in some way, form, or another. And for really, if you work hard or something, or if you commit some kind of wrongdoing to something, regardless of what it is, it comes back to us in some way. I really do believe that, because that's how the system works. It kind of like what we do. It comes back. Sometimes with that situation, we are given chances to offset that and become better people. So I hope that this can help him be a better person. And I think it will make him aware of reality. Saturn's about to come. It will make him more aware of the pros and cons of what he can do as a human being, as an American citizen, in some way, even if he gets off or not. So that's my clarification. So my stance is these 91 counts are already a firm instance of where, the norms kind of crash down. Law and order just kind of crash down. It's like something has to stop. Because with Mars and Leo in the first house, and then I'm looking at all the Pluto, and I'm looking at the Uranus. you know, too much chaos and too much doing wrong things, you know, or good things or whatever, you know. I mean, if something is going the wrong way or too much, you know, into chaos, it will stop. So I'll leave it there. And I can tell what can happen, but if you want to know more, contact me at dubneeslove22@yahoo.com. What's my projection? Because if I give out everything, it's like, how are people going to see me, contact me as an astrologer? So it will clarify, he will be more aware of his limitations as a human being, whether he gets out or not. That's all I have to say. Good day, good night from Dove Night.